This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday it was up to Hamas to agree to a ceasefire that would allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Secretary of State Blinken said Friday that if Hamas agrees to the latest proposed ceasefire, not only would it allow for more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza, but also pave the way for talks on an enduring resolution to the conflict.
The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it, and we'll see what they do.
The Palestinian militant group left talks in Cairo aimed at reaching an agreement to pause fighting ahead of Ramadan amid fears violence could escalate during the Muslim fasting month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden in a hot mic moment shows his growing frustration with Netanyahu over Gaza's humanitarian crisis. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As the president greeted lawmakers on the House floor, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett urged him to keep up the pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told him.
The president saying he and Netanyahu are going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting. An aide then quietly told the president the mics were still on.
That was good.
The president's been more public about his frustration with the Israeli government's unwillingness to allow more aid into Gaza and aired it during the speech, calling on Israel to do more in alleviating Gaza's suffering.
Humanitarian assistance cannot be a secondary consideration or a bargaining chip.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, videos, America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.